This story takes place during the spring of 2020 and throughout the whole year, traveling and working during the pandemic with COVID-19. So I didn't have the luxury of staying home like most American citizens. Some would say it was not a luxury, I understand, but I was essential personnel as well as my wife. I'm a paramedic for the city of Philadelphia. My wife was an emergency room manager, nurse, so she was in charge of things. So we had to go to work regardless. It was business as normal. It did affect my children. I have six children, and it did affect them because school and sports, you know, was all limited. They went to a Zoom video-based schooling. And it seemed anytime they got a chance to go back to school, someone would get it and they would shut the school down. So the kids really got cheated on the whole deal. I did a lot of traveling during COVID-19 restrictions. I probably did more than I do regularly. That's because my son is a nationally ranked wrestler in scholastic wrestling. And pretty much Pennsylvania was shut down with everything. There was a few places, but me and my son decided to travel. So we flew out the country. We flew Florida. We flew to Las Vegas. We flew South Carolina a couple times. We traveled the whole country wrestling and looking for competition, as well as some other wrestlers did the same, because, you know, trying to keep some sanity for these kids and let them wrestle and be in the sport that they love so much. So as far as restrictions, the airport, they were sticklers on it. You had to have the mask on. You wore it all the time. There was times that I was on the plane that they wouldn't take off because passengers get off because they weren't wearing the mask. They were refusing. So wearing the mask became second nature to us. We didn't even think anything of it. You know, we had hand sanitizer and we had our deal. We went to wrestling events where we had thousands of people around the country at these events, and everybody wore masks and did the necessary evil to restrict it. The ironic thing is, wrestling is it's when two people pretty much are grappling with each other, so, you know, they're sweating on each other, bodily fluids could possibly. It's a close, tight, almost intimate sport. So we are very keen on how to fight off diseases and like ringworm and bacterias, and that's part of the game in wrestling. So we've been doing it already. So during the whole COVID-19 travel for me, I'd say we traveled maybe 10 or 11 times. I mean, I my frequent flyer miles were crazy amount of times we flew. My son or I didn't catch COVID at all. I mean, it wasn't until after the fact, when everything calmed down, my son caught COVID and we weren't traveling. So who knows, you know? But again, we just abide by the airport rules and the restrictions and took the precautions needed to be safe, and we traveled the whole country. It was probably one of the best times in my life spending with my son, because we came close and we both did something. I love coaching and he loves wrestling. So that's my story for the pandemic.